Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today we're talking with Melissa Ward, who's the marketing director for Milwaukee Irish Fest, August 15th through the 18th. And Irish Fest is one of those festivals, I feel like, Melissa, that people come from all over the place here to Milwaukee to check out.
Yeah, they really do. It's a festival that has grown to be not only a regional festival, but national and international as well. We have a lot of people that come from Ireland because we have many Irish partners over there to get a taste of all things Irish and Celtic for the weekend. But then people from the neighboring states in the Midwest as well. About 40% of our visitors are from out of state. So it's really cool that we're able to help the Milwaukee area and even tourism for the state of Wisconsin.
So what are some of the things that we can look forward to at this year's Milwaukee Irish Fest?
Well, this year we have over 16 stages just for musical and cultural entertainment. So we have everything from the traditional Irish music, you know, that we've known to grow and love. We've had since the 80s when we first started, but we even have contemporary music. So you can hear the sounds of Ireland today. So we have bands like Hermitage Green. They're more of an indie rock band, and they're going to be at the festival this year for the second time. So it's really cool to be able to have a diversified lineup ranging of multiple genres from rock to traditional to folk, singer-songwriter, indie, and even a little bit of bluegrass too. So that makes it fun in the sense that there's loads to check out and new bands to listen to as well. We have over 14 bands this year that are making their first appearance at the festival. So we always make sure that we're providing a platform for emerging artists as well to be able to come over and have a platform in the U.S.
Now, I noticed there's a lot of experiences at Irish Fest, and I think people aren't aware of some of the different things you have on the festival grounds. You've got the Cultural Village. Tell us a little bit about that as well, some of the food items maybe as well this year.
Yeah, so in addition to all of the musical entertainment that we have at the festival, we have various dedicated areas on the grounds for things such as the cultural area, a shopping area, food areas, kids areas. We have a dedicated children's area that's for families to be able to go and just play with their kids. It's nice in the sense that, you know, there's playgrounds, there's arts and crafts, there's little Irish sporting demonstrations so they can really learn and immerse themselves in the Irish culture. But then we even have children's stages as well, so that way they're getting that musical entertainment too. So that's something that we always push out there, is that we are a family-oriented festival and that there are things for families to be able to do and to enjoy. But we have the cultural area, and that is just massive in the sense of all these different things that you can check out within that village is what we call it. We have a Gaeltacht area where you can learn a little bit of Irish yourself. The language is called Gaelic, so you can check out this area and learn a few simple Gaelic phrases. We have a hedge school where you can learn kind of what's going on in Ireland today and even the history of Ireland from experts who come from Ireland to be able to teach you about their history and their culture and how it's evolved over the decades and even centuries. And we have a theater area so people can check out authentic Irish plays. There's just anything and everything, I tell you. There's so much to check out that if you think of it, we probably have it.
I was going to say, you might as well spend the whole weekend going from day to day because of all the different music, because of all the different, I think, opportunities to learn a little bit more about Ireland. And this isn't like a small little tiny festival. I mean, how long has Milwaukee Irish Fest been happening year after year?
This is our 39th year.
Wow.
So we started in 1981, and it's just grown ever since then. I mean, what's really special is the fact that we get to utilize such a great and expansive like facility, the permanent festival grounds. It, just being able to have that to program things, it's a great opportunity for us to really showcase all that there is, both in Ireland and other Celtic nations as well. So it's just amazing how much it is that we really can bring for everyone to come and enjoy. But I do recommend people come more than one day just because there is so much to check out that you want to kind of expand it out a little bit so that you can make sure that you're seeing everything and enjoying everything at the same time, you know?
Yeah, a lot of the food, I think a lot of us get excited about that too because of the festival has, I mean, the sausage rolls, the shepherd's pie, and of course, the traditional bangers and mash, which I'm sure is fantastic as well.
So we have a variety of Irish vendors, and we even have some Scottish vendors too, so you get authentic Scottish food. But if for some reason that's not to your taste or liking, we do have your other vendors as well, you know, like your hot dogs and hamburgers and pizza and all that stuff. So we try to accommodate and have a little bit of everything.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.